Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, and we love preaching it to you here, bringing you Jesus across the airwaves. Today, a little worldview watch as well. How then shall we live? We've got to be wise in these latter days, for the days are evil, as Paul tells us. And how can you know how to interpret the days that you're in if you don't know about the days that just happened? How can you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? Dr. Daniel Harmelick of Concordia Historical Institute here with me in studio as usual to talk about, well, how to go and look at where we've been and maybe get a little better grasp on where we are. At Fontes.
What a sneaky segue.
That was pretty good.
Into Lutheran history. Right, so again, we're in the beginning of the year and a good time to kind of evaluate, okay, what can I do this year in 2017, the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, to get back to the things that matter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just to jump off that, everyone wants a New Year's resolution on their diet, on their goals for the year. How about one on just, like, feeding your faith?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I brought in some resources that they're low on spiritual cholesterol. You know, they're high in spiritual calories or protein. So I brought in, it's in our archive collection, the limited edition, we don't have any more to sell, coffee cup with a picture of C.F.W. Walther with the inscription, WWCFWWD.
What would Walther do? Love it.
So Luther didn't cook up the Reformation all on his own, right?
Right.
So there were antecedents of this. We talked about Jan Hus in the previous segments. And one of the faces of the Reformation that's at the LutheranReformation.org website talks about Erasmus. He's a more humanist than Lutheran Christian, but he
strange came, duck. Really?
Strange duck. He supported Luther for a while and then broke with him.
Yeah.
When Luther said, these abuses have to stop and we have to get back to the God-pleasing core of the Lutheran faith. But Erasmus didn't make his contribution. So his phrase that Luther took to heart in the early days was this ad fontes. Run back to the source, run back to the font, run back to the fountain when it comes to historical evidence. And that had an influence on Luther. You know, Luther used Erasmus' Greek New Testament.
Right.
When he's holed up in the Wartburg to get the word of God into the language of the people.
So much of that, I mean, we talked about this with Todd last week too, about first sources, primary texts, but how much the Reformation really hinges on the fact that for 100 years plus before that, there was a movement to stop just looking at the medieval texts, but go back to the Greek itself and look at the New Testament in the original language. And without all of that work happening, Luther's just kind of a monk with nothing to find.
Right. Sometimes you find on the internet, people say Luther translated the Latin Bible into German, and it's like no.
Yeah,
he went back to the original languages. So it is with our faith too. There are plenty of Christians who say, you know, we need a new way for a new day, and they kind of diss our historical past, right? So Erasmus, Luther, I think everyone who sees clearly how Christian faith works. It's not this jettisoning of what the past is, but it's not just looking at the past, but following Erasmus' lead, hasten back to these primary sources. So that means not only what did C.F.W. Walther say, but what did Luther say? What do the confessions say?
Mm-hmm.
What does Scripture say? What do the prophets and apostles say? This should be our daily routine.
Yeah, what do the early church say? And one of the things that struck me, I forget if I read this in What is that? It's a historical document, that book that's purple, and it's a collection of historical documents about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And the
There's Moving Frontiers and then Heritage in Motion. We have two volumes.
Yeah, it was Moving Frontiers. I remember I tried reading it once. It's tough because it's just a lot of historical documents. But one thing that struck me was this quote from this young pastor who had become Lutheran, saying that when he discovered the Confessions, what a joy it was to him to find that what he had always believed was there written down for him. And that is really the strength of that great cloud of witnesses that comes before us, who's speaking to us what we need now, what we find in the Scriptures, but kind of repeating it from a different angle to comfort and give us confidence.
So I would encourage people, just like Moving Frontiers, it's a collection of primary source documents. That means you have to do a little work.
Yeah, it was tough.
there's a little, I mean, the editors paint, frame it or give a little context there, but it's just not sit back and enjoy. Mm-hmm. You have to do a little digging. So I would encourage the people listening today, hey, you know, it's 2017. Do a little digging when it comes to your daily feeding of your Christian faith.
And these other resources you brought in, though, are going to be easier to enter than Moving Frontiers are. So let's...
The revelation today is there's more than portals of prayer out there that you can tap or make part of your daily routine. And so I brought some in. I don't know where you want to start.
I just go down from top to bottom.
Okay. So God granted, people that have been faithful listeners to Historically Speaking have heard me talk about this, or we've discussed it before, but God granted, there is a daily devotion of C.F.W. Walther's writings. Hmm. Whether I don't know if it's in print or not now, but there are, you can go to, you know, used book places online and find a copy, but it's called God Granted, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. Get into Walther. I mean, he's accessible.
Yeah, he's a good writer. And he preaches the gospel well. Yeah, and he exhorts well. I'm always amazed how few people know who Walther is. You know, this is a guy without whom...
Who?
Yeah.
He's a guy in a coffee cup, right? So, and it follows the church here. So not only do you get C.F.W. Walther, but you're encouraged, or that's a support and encouragement in walking through the church year every year. Yeah. So God grant it, C.F.W. Walther devotions. If you want to go to, let's go through the year of Martin Luther, selections of sermons celebrating the feasts and seasons of the Christian year. So it's not just, you know, a nice little pick-me-up for the day, but it goes through the liturgical year, goes through the church year.
Connects you to the seasons and the movements, and the church year is all about the life of Jesus and where he's going, and it draws you to the cross. And so having that be kind of, I mean, if you can think of your portals of prayer as being your morning, maybe the sugar in your morning coffee, but you need a little caffeine in there too, and Luther's definitely going to be a pick-me-up. That guy, he cuts through just about everything like a knife through butter. Rarely do you read a person who is so... I don't want to say blunt because that sounds bad, but in your face.
He just doesn't mess around.
No,
right?
He doesn't.
So Through the Year with Martin Luther, this book is by Hendrickson Publishers. I think it's still in print. But again, you know, a new way to rediscover the wealth, the good gifts given through Luther.
Now, the Lord will answer a daily prayer catechism. I've used that a few times here on his time.
The Lord will answer this... when I was serving in a parish in California, people use this for a family devotion around the dinner table.
Yeah, it's good.
It goes through the catechism. And again, the announcement today is small catechisms, not just for kids.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, geez, for Pete's sake, it says the head of the household should teach, means that the head of the household needs to know it. Yeah.
So this is published by Concordia Publishing House. The Lord Will Answer is the title. A daily prayer catechism, and it is outstanding. And again, even if you think, well, I've already gone through the small catechism, it brings the history of the Christian faith and also ties it into the catechism. It's a great book.
And I was struck when I first discovered the large catechism by Luther's exhortation in both the beginning and the end of it, that effectively, if you ever catch yourself saying, I already know the catechism, you're saying you have no idea what's in the catechism. The one who really knows it's going to realize it's so deep I can never master it. And so he says, I must every day become like a child again and return to the catechism. I must return to the Ten Commandments.
Who said that?
The prayer of Luther. Yeah, right. And it's, I mean, the first time he got me reading the catechism, because it was just like, oh, I feel bad, but this is good. I got to do it. I mean, it's just, and that's how reading Luther can really, again, pick you up and push you forward.
So you can think of it as feeding your Christian faith, you know, kind of of flexing your spiritual muscles,
right.
All of that.
Right. Spiritual treadmill for the Christian mind.
Well, Fortress Press years ago came out with this daily readings for the entire year, church year. It's called Day by Day We Magnify Thee. And again, these are snippets from the writings of Luther based on the church year, on the calendar year. And there's still copies you can get. So you don't have to spend $60 for a devotional that's going to get you through the year. It's very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
You can pick up a used copy and off you go. And then finally, I have one that's available in Germany. I think you can probably find a copy here in the States. But this is a...
Is it in English? You said it was from Germany.
It's in English and in German. So if you know, you can...
And I want to look at that one, too, because I'm really
German
curious.
Too.
That one's got the word breviary on the front. And a breviary is a special way to set up readings on a daily basis to kind of fit your year.
I think they put breviary in the title so that they could charge more for the book. But it's just, one paragraph on Luther. And again, these writings from Luther, he doesn't apologize. He just goes, straight for the jugular.
Exactly.
As far as what does it mean to be a sinner redeemed by Christ, living in a world, dragging around your old Adam. It's just fantastic.
But that's what's so comforting about him, because he goes straight for the jugular and won't let you wiggle out of your sin, won't let you justify yourself, won't let you say, well, okay, I did as well as I could. He just knocks you down. He's then able to just pick you up with Jesus instead of yourself. And so when he does preach the gospel, it is just the most refreshing, invigorating thing you ever heard.
So we thank God for what Erasmus did to kind of get to set the stage, right?
Yeah, right.
For the Reformation. And again, just a shameless plug for the Faces of the Reformation series, LutheranReformation.org website. There's also a link at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org. These Bible studies, they're fantastic. I know of congregations in the St. Louis area. Once a month, they'll pick one of these Faces of the Reformation, one of these personalities associated with the Reformation, and have a hour-long Bible study to reintroduce these people used by God 500 years ago. So check it out, and especially the one on Erasmus and his call to go back to the original source, go back to the font.
Right. And this particular Bible study here that you can get on that idea, looking at not Erasmus's writings, but then the great hymn by Paul Gerhardt, All Christians Who Have Been Baptized. So going back to the original font, the real font.
It's a sneaky way to start talking about not only Erasmus, the historical personality of Erasmus, but, when we say go back to the fountain, ultimately that means go back to our baptism.
Yeah. My guest, Pastor Dr. Daniel Harmelink of the Concordia Historical Institute, with Historically Speaking, trying to help you on your worldview watch, figuring out how to discern how to live as a Christian in these times. The days are evil, Paul warns us. Watch your doctrine closely. Discern the spirits. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a tutor. If you want to learn to be a karate master, you got to have a karate master teaching you what to do. And these ancients, these giants of the faith, these sources who will point you to the font of Christ and the font of your baptism into Christ are some of the best untapped gifts of American Christianity. You wouldn't believe what resources other Christian groups wish they have that we have at our fingertips as Lutherans. We got to get ourselves up and make use of them to be encouraged to walk forward, light in the midst of darkness, a city on a hill, yeah? You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Our Lord's coming back, people. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but one way or the other, I look forward to waking up with you again at the dawn.
God grant it. I wish I could say, hey, I've got a secret second coming that I'll just give you. But